Report, George Gascon advisor backed BLM riots. Helped release murderer who is arrested again. By Joel B. Polak on June 22, 2022. Alisa Blair, special advisor to LA District Attorney George Gascon, reportedly pushed for a double murderer to be tried as a juvenile, leading to his early release, whereupon he was arrested in connection with a new killing, according to Bill Milligan of Fox News. This is DA at George Gascon's special advisor on juvenile justice. She personally stopped convicted juvie double murderer Victor Bibiano from being transferred to adult court, leading to his early release from prison last year. He's now charged W/a new murder after his release. Bill Milligan, at Bill Foxla, June 22, 2022. Bibiano, pictured here, is now charged in the murder of a transient man in Pacoma in April. Alisa Blair at Arbuenos also previously encouraged looters to burn that shit down during the summer 2020 riots. pic.twitter.com/pike2c7was. Bill Milligan, at Bill Foxla, June 22, 2022. Fox News reported Wednesday. Victor Bibiano, 30, served 8 years out of a life sentence handed down for a double murder because Gascon's office declined to transfer the case from juvenile to adult court, according to the Los Angeles Daily News. He was recently taken into custody in May in relation to the killing of Mario Rodriguez, 40, who was found shot at a transient encampment in Pacoma, which is an area of Los Angeles. According to the report, Alisa, sick, Blair, a special assistant to Gascon who was previously at the Los Angeles County Public Defender's Office, was over Bibiano's case and told the juvenile court judge that the district attorney would not participate in his transfer hearing, according to Kathy Cady, who is a representative for a family of one of the murder victims. Gascon, who was elected in 2020 with the help of millions of dollars in spending by left-wing billionaire George Soros, adopted a number of reform policies upon taking office, including refusing to try juveniles as adults. He relaxed that policy somewhat after public outrage at the juvenile sentence given to a violent sex offender, Hannah Tubbs, who was 26 when convicted. Tubbs was later arrested for an earlier murder in Kern County, California. Blair's LinkedIn profile includes an about section that reads as follows. I have been a deputy public defender my entire legal career. Simultaneously, I consider myself a community advocate and criminal justice reform activist. My research deals with racial trauma and its impact on adolescent brain development. My passion is educating low-income communities of color about their rights. I stress how to avoid or navigate the criminal justice system should they have the misfortune of contact. I am available for speaking engagements and guest lectures. I feel comfortable with any juvenile issues as well as false confessions, jury selection, effective cross-examination, and the importance of acknowledging humanity in all interactions. In 2020, as riots erupted across the country in the wake of the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, a tweet posted by an account apparently belonging to Blair cheered the violence, which would soon tear through Los Angeles. In another post, Blair was identified as follows, I was a public defender for 18 years. Incarcerated parent. Abolitionist. Now working as a special advisor for progressive prosecutor George Gascon. The account also tweeted support for electing Gascon in 2020. Bibiano was arrested in connection with the killing of a transient person, Mario Rodriguez, 40, though Gascon said there was no evidence Bibiano was the actual killer, according to Fox News. Gascon faces a recall campaign that reached its target number of signatures last week. Earlier this month, voters in San Francisco recalled left-wing district attorney Chase Boudin, who was a close ally of Gascon and received donations from him. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.